You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Get ready. Elimination game, take two. Guardians got it done yesterday. Somehow, the team that can't hit came up with 5 runs in the 8th inning. That was spectacular. That was a lot of fun. It was really good. And now you bring on game 3. Unfortunately, only game 3. Elimination. What happens today? One team wins, they move on. The other team doesn't. The end of the season. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner, Dan Menigan, in for Andy.
See, Jeff, ball go far, team go far. Ball go over fence, team move on.
See,
That's simple.
We give Menigan a lot of grief about baseball analytics. Can you break that down one more time for us, Dan? Give us this really scientific stuff.
Ball go far, team go far. You hit home runs, you win, especially in the playoffs.
I'll tell you what, man, when Brian Rocchio turned on that thing on an 0-2 pitch, I believe. Was it an 0-2 pitch? I think it was. And it's like, wow, okay, different ball game. And then all of a sudden, double. It's like, wait a minute. All of a sudden, this thing just broke open, and this offense found itself. My hope for today in game 3, as our guy Slade Ciccone gets the start against the Tigers' Jack Flaherty, is this. Last time the Guardians were at the plate, they hit the ball and scored 5 runs. Maybe there's a carryover. Because what did they have, Dan? 2 hits going into that 8th inning. And George Valera had one of them in the first to bring in the only run the Guardians had scored to that point. So, fingers crossed, that happens again.
I believe we are going to see a Guardians team that is closer to what we saw yesterday once again going up against Flaherty.
Yeah.
I really do.
And I would think they'll go with a very similar lineup because right-hander Casey Mize, now right-hander Jack Flaherty.
And the right-handed side of it seems to have more power than the guys that they're bringing up from the left-hand side, which leads back into the argument and screaming, you know, you and I have been doing for a good period of time where we're saying just play the best hitters. I don't care which hand they hit with.
Exactly right.
I don't care which side of the batter's box they hit with. I just want them to stand those guys to be in there because they'll actually make you pay a little bit more. CJ Kafis had a couple really nice at-bats in that game as well. Bo Naylor put one out on one knee. I still am baffled that thing got over the fence.
You know what that reminded me of?
Why?
And tell me, Kirk Gibson's home run when he was on one leg in the World Series off Eckersley. You remember how that swing just kind of looked like he just threw the bat at it and it kind of lofted to right field? When Bo Naylor hit that, I thought, wow, that's a fly ball. Wait a minute, that's a deep fly ball. Well, wait a minute, how'd that thing get out of here? It was the same type of a swing and the same type of a hit.
Every radio call backed it up the same way. I was lucky enough to be in the building for that. And you saw him make contact and you saw it and you're like, oh, that's a Short fly ball to right field. Okay, so maybe that's a mid fly. Okay, maybe that's a warning track fly. Wait, that went over the fence?
Like, yeah.
It just had that carry. The wind in that stadium yesterday was crazy.
That was nuts.
For everybody who is going to call in and want to yell about the outfield defense and that stuff, keep in mind, A, the sun was really high. I know you deal with the sun every single day. But B, the wind was going a bunch of different directions. It was swirling inside of that ballpark. So reading the baseball, it was just getting blown all over the place. I was standing on the third base line. The wind from the flags looked like it was coming in to like my face, but you were feeling the wind at your back.
Wow.
Like, it was weird inside of the ballpark yesterday.
We're excited. Coming up at noon, you want perspective? Former Indians manager Mike Hargrove is going to join us at noon. Mike Hargrove at noon. Now, in to be perfectly clear, we talked to him 36 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's out and about. He said, hey, I can talk at 9:30. We recorded an interview with Mike at 9:30. We're going to play it back at noon. So Mike Hargrove is going to join us here. He has some things that he talked about that Stephen Vogt has done and about managing an elimination game that you're going to absolutely love. Mike's coming up at noon. We're going to have our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos, at 11 o'clock and Daryl Ryder coming up at 1. I hate the three-game series.
I do too.
I hate that this is where this is right now. And we all understand why this is going on. And at this point, you just have to go win a baseball game. But the Tigers were right there with the Guardians. You know, do they deserve a chance to, yeah, okay, they had a fine regular season, even though they collapsed and the Guardians came on strong late. I just hate the fact that it's three games. To me, you play 162. I've gone into that too many times. But here you go. With Stephen Vogt going up against A.J. Hinch when it comes to managerial moves. And we saw a bunch of those yesterday. One thing I thought was really interesting, Dan, Stephen Vogt, as I'm assuming he will do today, stacked his lineup with left-handed hitters. And then A.J. Hinch went out and got Casey Mize out of that game real early, brought in a lefty, and Vogt didn't immediately start switching back. He had one lefty left in his bullpen, so he had to figure they're going to bring right-handers out eventually. And he left his left-handed hitters in there. I thought that was a little managerial chess right there by both guys.
It was interesting the way that Vogt went about it. I know the platoon numbers will tell you certain things. Again, no team is platooned more than the Cleveland Guardians since, I think, the 87 Cardinals, courtesy of our buddy Zach Meisel. Nobody is platooned more than the Guards. So I think at a certain point,
and Mike Hargrove with thoughts on that coming up too.
Especially in these playoffs, man, I trust the horses that can put the ball over the fence and have quality at bats more than I trust bringing in the slap hitters. And granted, Daniel Schneeman had himself a heck of a hit in that game, and that guy would be someone I would constitute as one of the slap hitters. But Bo Naylor puts one out. George Valera puts one out. I know he bobbled a ball in the outfield. Like, I was really impressed with those guys. Brian Rocchio had a really good at-bat, then put one out as well. That's the stuff you need to win playoff games because it's way too hard to string together three hits or a walk or, you know, not hit the ball past the pitcher's mound. Like, it's really hard to do all that stuff. You have to be able to hit the ball with some authority, and it was good to see authority yesterday out of that team.
Now, can they find it again today? You know, that's the big question. I would love to see what this team can do in the next round. You know, along with just the fandom, the idea of, hey, great, you know, you're still playing, you got a chance to win the whole thing. I would love to see what this team would be able to do against Seattle in the next round, Dan. And it's a so five-game series next round. And, you know, that to me is almost cheap, too. You know, if you're Seattle and you were good enough to get a first-round bye, you don't get a seven-game series? You know, I just hate the new format, but that's another thing. I just want to see if this team can keep pulling it off the way they've been pulling it off. So fingers crossed that they can actually do it today and advance and take on Seattle. That could be just so much fun for our franchise, so much fun for our city. It's ridiculous. And I give Stephen Vogt a lot of credit. I think he has done a lot with a little when it comes to the offensive side of this baseball team. You know, the pitching's been good. I mean, we know that. The bullpen's been terrific. The starting rotation has really come together. It was all over the place early on, but it's really come together. But I think Steven has done what he has had to do to try and get this offense to where it is right now. The offense still isn't good. I mean, these guys don't hit very well. But they had a 5-run eighth inning with the season on the line. I mean, congratulations, man. That's awesome. And I think it shows a lot about the grit of this team and maybe the focus in a situation, Dan, where focus was of, you know, just it was imperative. You had to have it, and they did.
What did you think of watching DeLauder yesterday?
We were sitting here doing the show yesterday, and we had the game on for the first hour, you know, for the last hour of our show. And when that first ball, imagine this, first ball that's hit to you in the major leagues is in a playoff game. If your team loses, you're out. And it goes to Chase DeLauder. You already described what was going on with the wind and the sun as well. And it hits right in your glove and you don't hang on. I thought, oh my goodness gracious, you poor kid. Well, you know one thing I thought? I thought he put together some good at bats.
Exactly. When I asked you that question, I wasn't blowing off what you threw at me either. I thought it coincided with
each other. Yeah, like his walk in his first at bat, I mean, that was a very patient.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It made me just think, this guy knows what he's doing at the plate. It was a good at bat. And, you know, you didn't get a hit. You didn't hit a home run. You didn't get a double. You got a walk. But if you know baseball and you look and see what he did, it's like, wow, that was a really good at bat. Mm-hmm. Especially for a kid in his first major league at bat. Good Lord. That was very impressive. And then the play he made later in the game. And this was huge. As it turns out, the big story was the eighth inning offense, you know, for the Guardians. But the play that the Tigers scored on, where they scored two, and Javi Baez has that single into center field, and then Dylan Dingler, you know, local guy, comes running home, and DeLauder throws to third base. It looked to me from just the way that Jose brought the ball in that he might have been a little surprised that that throw came to third. I'll bet that throw didn't get more than 10 feet off the ground. It was a perfect one-hop throw to third base. And Jose slapped the tag. And it's interesting because the base runner's right hand had the base stealing glove on.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't touch the
bag.
Touch the bag with it.
Yep.
And instead, and that was the lead hand. If he had touched the bag with that, he's going to be safe. And two runs are going to score on that. Instead, he didn't touch the bag with the lead hand. He touched it with the left hand, but Jose got the tag on him beforehand. Beautiful challenge by the Guardians.
Great job.
Because, A, you got the out at third, and you got it ruled before Dingler crossed the plate. So instead of a two-run single and men on second and third, all of a sudden you have a one-run single and the end of the inning.
The end of the inning.
That was a beautiful play and a beautiful throw. And a big decision by Chase DeLauder, I would think, on that.
And it was so weird because it looked like his body was pointing towards second base to hit the cutoff man, and he must have caught him.
Either that or somebody yelled 3-3-3.
Right, yelled 3-3-3, and it seemed like his arm was going a completely different direction than the rest of his body was going. It was so interesting how that happened. And on top of that, that lineup, that's a loud out. I'll take loud outs because it means you're making good contact, and they just happen to be standing in the right place. I thought the offense in this game was exactly what the offense needs to be, not only through here, but through the rest of the playoffs as well, which is being able to win multiple ways. We can win with small ball. We can win by doing all the, you know, guards ball stuff that makes all of us love this team, but we can also win by hitting with authority.
3:08, the starting time today, because the Dodgers won their game. Everything got kicked back a little bit. So if everybody other than, say, the Guardians and Tigers would have clinched yesterday and we didn't have three game threes today, the word was the Guardians and the Tigers would have been the primetime game tonight, whatever we're standing. But now there are three games, so everybody gets moved a little bit. 3:08 instead of 1:08, which is better, I think. So good for them. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan's in for Andy today. I still hate the three-game series.
We've talked about this. It remains the truth. What is happening with this three-game series in Major League Baseball is you just got done running a marathon, and they looked at you and said, okay, we're going to determine the winner by a 100-meter sprint.
Yep.
It's just, it might be the same sport, it might be the same idea, but it's two completely different styles that you're living under.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. We start off with Mark in Cleveland. Hey, Mark.
What's happening, Mark?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well, man.
Yeah, once the Guardians get to the bullpen, man, the sooner they get to the bullpen today, the better. I've been trying to call for days since I heard this three-game series thing. I mean, I just don't understand it. It's like you just said, we went on this crazy run to get here. We win the division, and we get a three-game series, man. Are you kidding me? That is totally ridiculous. I don't care what they say. Whatever MLB their excuse is, it has to be changed.
Well, Mark, it's the excuse that they'll give you, and I don't know if excuse is the right word, is the last thing we want is to have the World Series being played in snow. And so how do we get more teams into the playoffs and not have the World Series get played while 3 inches of snow are on the field?
Okay.
And like in that regard, I kind of get it that you're like trying to thread this needle. The cardinal mistake was making this many teams make the playoffs. That was the cardinal sin.
Bingo.
Right.
You know,
I mean, is a five-game series going to really stretch it that far? I mean, it's 2 days. It could be three days, because you're going to have a game in, you know, a day off in between a five-game series, right? But I don't know. It just seems so unfair. You know, you have a bad game. Like that one playoff series they've had, did they stop doing that?
What'd you say there, Mark? Sorry, I missed
you on that, Mark.
The one-game series they used to do,
for the wild card. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that was crazy that they stopped doing that, didn't they?
Correct. Yeah. They stopped doing it.
Yeah. And so hopefully they'll figure something out. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. It's unfair, and hopefully we win today. Go Guardians.
There you go. Mark, appreciate that. Again, you played 162 games.
Exactly.
There should be some reward other than a crapshoot of a series. Mm-hmm. And there isn't. Jeff's in North Olmsted. Hey, Jeff.
How are you, Jeff?
Good afternoon, fellas. How you guys doing?
Well.
Doing well.
Listen, you know what I thought was really cool about Chase yesterday is I heard that he had not taken a live at bat since July. So as much batting practice and in-game,
I don't think that's correct, by the way, because he was in AAA.
Okay, so
we'll double check.
Do we know what that is? Because regardless of the fact, here's the deal. He drops the ball in center field to start the game and then comes back with clears it between the ears and comes back with a great 8-pitch at bat in his first major league at bat. Right?
Yeah, so that was a great at bat.
Menegan, you're correct. He hit the ball on a C to center field to line out. And loud outs are great outs. I don't care who it is. That's a great way to start.
Agreed, I honestly hope
that Voter runs the lineup pretty similar to yesterday's game right back. Love Kapus at first. Noel's not making that play on the liner at the end of the game that Kapus made to save that from, potentially scoring a couple of runs. The bully again. Wow. Tim Heron in that seventh inning, that was one of the best innings of the season, in my opinion, watching him get out of that jam because there was so much drama at that point of the game. And to watch him get out of that and weather the storm for us, what I think is going to be interesting today, John, is we cannot allow 15 runners for Detroit to get stranded on base again.
That's a good point.
Because odds aren't in your favor that they're not going to cash in on those opportunities if they present themselves again today.
Jeff, thank you very much.
That's a good point, Jeff.
According to MILB, which is the Minor League Baseball Stats, you're right. Chase DeLauder's last game at bat was July 11th for Columbus against Louisville. And then after he healed up, he went out to Arizona and did all that stuff out there. So how was that for impressive, huh?
That is true on the leaving runners. There were a lot of traffic on the base pass yesterday. Guardians were able to dodge a good amount of it, but there was a lot of traffic on the base pass. But that kind of also comes when you start doing bullpen games.
It's true.
You're always pulling guys in and you're pulling guys out, and especially in tight situations. And by the way, that Tim Heron strikeout to end that inning. Woo!
Tim's tough when he's throwing those strikes.
He is.
When he's not. But that's typical of anybody.
The amount of emotion that a guy who is known for being as stone-faced as possible, he let out a loud yell and everybody was going berserk in that stadium.
Alex is in Boulder, Colorado. Hi, Alex.
Hey, morning, Jeff. Morning, Dan. How you guys doing?
Well.
Real well, man.
So you were talking about the three-game series. I get it. You're not a big fan of it. I'm not that big of a fan of it either, but you have one plus of it. You don't have to...
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Someone like Tarik Skubal again in the series, you get to just kind of go to your bullpen and kind of fight it out. I think the one biggest thing that hurts us the most is having, you know, our games decided by the rest of the other games that are being played in the wild cards. You know, we didn't really know that we were going to play at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, that bites. That's a pain in the butt for a lot of people who want to take time off. You're 100% right, Alex.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, I agree with you, Jeff. It's not great, but I mean, we got to get used to it. And I think that's the biggest plus, is that we don't have to see, you know, star pitchers like Skubal again. And, you know, I'm happy that where we're at, we're at. You know, I'm wearing my jersey to work today. I'm going to be cheering like an idiot. I'm two hours behind here in Colorado. So go Guards.
All right, Alex, have some fun. That means Alex gets the 1 o'clock start today. He had an 11 o'clock start in the first two games.
Yeah, at least you get to sleep in a smidge. Or get more work done. Get slightly more work done.
We have Mike Hargrove joining us at noon, by the way. You're going to enjoy that interview. Jim's in Medina. Hello, Jim.
What's happening, Jim?
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Dan. I think what was really impressive after DeLauder's mishap was Bibee striking out the side, wasn't it?
That's huge.
Massive. And did they showed on TV too, Bibee walking up to him afterward and saying, like, all good, buddy, all good. Like, we know the wind's swirling. It's okay.
Tapped him on his chest, calmed him down.
Well, the relievers really got to come through today, because I'm a little nervous about Ciccone. He had a pretty rough outing the last time, and he still had a good year and all, so maybe it'll be okay. But now that Smith can't play, they better step up.
You know what, though, Jim? Who's to say Smith can't throw today?
Mm-hmm.
But, he threw, what, Dan, 31 pitches yesterday?
Yes.
And was in trouble. And that let's be fair. Now he's pitched each game of this series. Are you confident in Cade Smith if you have to go to him today?
I mean, I think it's one of those you have to throw a bullpen. Your manager walks up and goes, kid, how's your arm feel? Or have Carl Willis do it. I don't know. Whichever one has the more grizzled voice.
You won't have him throw a bullpen early.
Yeah.
You'll just have him warm up.
Yeah, warm up. See what the velocity looks like. And I think you go from there, and you got to trust him. The guy's your horse in the back end of that bullpen. Were you okay with him coming in the ninth inning, by the way? After you got that lead?
Yeah. Because I think he was up and warm. That's the thing. At that point, if he's already thrown, well, okay. Then you know, it's kind of the same situation, but then you tack on, you know, that many pitches on top of it. It probably didn't work out the way they anticipated.
Because he got the last out in the eighth, and then they brought him on for the ninth. And I think some of it was just, and I know this is what nobody wants to hear, but some of it was just bad luck. It was the fact that Rocchio hit that bomb with two outs in the or I should say Naylor hit that bomb with two outs in the inning.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it's boom, blown wide open.
Right, and I think it was the next pitch was the out. So before Vogt could even get on the phone and go, hey, get up Allard. Hey, get up, you know, Festa.
But nothing against those guys.
Walking back out.
You already had Cade. You know, he was already hot, right? Having already pitched.
Yeah.
At that point, go for it. You know, but he had some issues in that ninth inning. Wouldn't it be really nice if you have a 7-run lead going into the ninth inning today?
I'm here for that.
Yeah, I'd be here for that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, you can sign me up for that.
Alex is driving around. What's up, Alex?
Game 3 pleasure cruise, I'm in.
I'm game for that. Hi, Alex.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Well.
Good. I feel like I'm actually in the minority. I personally really do like the wild card series. I don't love the fact that it's a 3-game series, but I love the just the chaos of additional teams in the playoffs and pretty much that a lot more teams have an opportunity, especially teams like Cleveland and Milwaukee, you know, some smaller market teams trying to shake things up. With that being said, the 1 o'clock game times, that's gotta go. It's rough. Honestly, like I feel like we should be starting games. I mean, we should be sliding these at 3, 5, and 7 and 9. Essentially, your earliest game at 3, and and let's go. But
you got to maximize every television viewer you can,
I
Alex. Say,
I would be okay with that. Exactly. The bummer is we're at the mercy of TV executives.
Yep, they don't want to overlap.
A bad mercy to be at. Yep.
Right. That's unfortunate. But
I agree completely.
As far as just Cade Smith and the bullpen goes, I mean, it's the same situation as yesterday. You know, it's elimination. Everyone's available, I think. Unless, you know, Smith's arm is falling off, I think he'll try to do anything to be on the field today as well.
I would think that's correct.
And even if it is, I mean, if his arm is falling off, goodness, he'd sign up for the bionic arm in no time to get back out there and do it. I mean, that guy wants to be out there, and they want him out there as well. It's going to be interesting to see what they decide to do. I wonder if it's in case of emergency, break glass. Like, I wonder if maybe they use him as a fireman in this game, the old Andrew Miller role. Where let's say you're in a situation.
It's the sixth inning. We're going to bring you in to get an out.
Sixth inning. I got two guys on and one out. Get me out of this. I'm not giving you a full inning, but I want full bore to get me out of this inning.
I would think they won't do that. I would think they save him. Yeah, unless, let's put it this way. Unless the game's out of hand the other way and they think, man, we got to stop this now. We're down three. We're down four. We can't fall down anymore. Come in and get this out. And if we happen to get to the ninth inning and we have a lead, we'll figure it out. That could be. Dick is in Dayton. Hi, Dick.
How are you, Dick?
Hey, Dan and Jeff. Great season for the Guardians. I just can't believe they were like 15 games out
and a half.
And it's like it was so cool. It was so cool, and we got a lot. And that coach and everything. And Jeff, as I talked to you, the Titus and you, thank you because. We need it. I like the idea of Gabriel playing on Sunday to get the team motivated, and I think they're gonna do good. You know, we got this stretch, and they go into Pittsburgh, but I think this is a good move that they're making, and I'm kind of happy about it. And go Guardians!
All right, Dick. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Dick.
One of my favorite things about Dick's phone calls: Guardians, Guardians, Guardians. Left turn. Hey, all of a sudden we're talking about Dylan Gabriel.
Hey. It's all the same city. You're in the same zip code.
I caught a little bit of the guys this morning and Anthony Lima with Jason Lloyd this morning. And they said that they were hearing from folks about, boy, empty seats there at Progressive Field for a playoff game. And I thought, well, that's interesting because I heard the same thing. A buddy of mine, and I'd love your thoughts on this, folks, because I don't agree with my buddy. I don't agree with the guys that Anthony and Jason were talking about today, but it does give me pause a little bit. My buddy just sent me this text, and I worked with this guy in Texas, and then he ended up working in Milwaukee broadcasting for years. And he said, thousands of empty seats in Cleveland for games 1 and 2. Never thought I'd see this. Extraordinary comeback to get home field. Great team. What the hell? That's what my buddy said. And then he followed it up again. Sad to see empty seats in Cleveland. Bizarre. And I wrote him back and I said, place was packed all of September. Not Cleveland's fault. Weekday afternoon games are death for attendance. And he wrote back and said, excuses. Milwaukee would be full for the Brewers on a weekday early PM game. How's that sit with you, folks? And is there some validity to that? I would never call out our baseball fans.
I would not either.
There's a number hanging on the wall out in right field that at the time was an all-time record for 455 consecutive sellouts. It was strange to see some empty seats yesterday. Now, my friend sent me that text early on in game two. What he doesn't know about early on in game two was that we had two major traffic snafus that I'm sure kept a lot of people from getting into the ballpark on time, as 90 and 77 were, I think 77 was completely shut down, and 90 was like down to one lane. Is that an excuse as well? Should we have packed that place? All I know is that the fans who were there, and it looked pretty, Dan, you were there.
Yeah.
It looked pretty darn packed by the end of the game.
By the end of the game, it was. The upper deck had some empty seats and empty section. Well, not empty sections. I will not say that. Definitely empty seats toward the very, very top.
Is it a problem?
It's tough when Major League Baseball announces on Sunday. Or was it Sunday? Heck, it might have even been Monday. That, hey, here's the times for these games. Go out and get them.
And then like, 1 o'clock.
That's tough. It's tough for people to have a turnaround. It's tough for people with the vacation days. You got kids in school. It's tough.
Excuses, Dan.
So there are two responses that you can easily have to your friend talking about Milwaukee in that situation. I could give you the honest response, and I could give you the smart aleck response. Which one do you want first?
I'm not going to say anything nasty about anybody in Milwaukee and the fact that it's the beer capital of the world. I'm not going to say a word.
Oh, the smart aleck response has nothing to do with the beer part of it. The smart aleck response is, well, when you take on the Cubs, that place is packed because everybody heads up the highway. That's the smart aleck response.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And it, by the way, it's sadly accurate. The reality response, too, is, well, yeah, everybody's not hasn't been tailgating there since 10 a.m. anyway. And just, you know, open up the bars and everybody walks in. You could go that route, too.
That was kind of my beer capital thought.
Well, I mean, I've been amongst that group a few times.
I'm sure you have.
It's a good group. They're a lot of fun.
It was tough to see some empty seats, especially in game one. I thought it was real evident in game one. But I'm sorry. Major League Baseball, the television networks, did the Guardians and the Tigers absolutely no favor by playing 1 o'clock games. And if folks around the country want to go ahead and you know, say nasty things about our fan base, fine. That's fine. I have a thick enough skin. It doesn't bother me.
It's an ask. It was an ask of Major League Baseball to turn this around. It stinks that they decided to pack these together this way. I wish they would have started, you know, they wanted to maximize TV ratings. I wish they would have started it, you know, start one of them at 3, start another one at 5, start another one, you know, stagger it like that to where there would have been an overlap. I bet you would have had more fans downtown. But I'll tell you this, they were loud as all get out in there.
Well, we know
feel like people were not there.
Yeah, if it had been a 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock start, we know the place was packed. Regardless.
Heck, if it was a 4 o'clock start, like I bet you today, it's going to be absolutely slammed down there.
For a 3 o'clock start?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll bet you're
it's going to be slammed. It's much easier to ask for a half a day than it is to get a whole day, you know? We all know how this works. Sadly, we all have to work for somebody.
That's very true. Dennis is in Cleveland. Hey, Dennis.
How are you, Dennis?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I went to the game yesterday with my daughter, who's 11, and we're going again today.
That's outstanding.
You know, schools are out today for the Jewish holiday, so I think it's going to be full today. I mean, it's a 3 o'clock start, which helps. But, you know, anybody commenting that empty seats is embarrassing, I mean, it's so difficult during this time of year when schools are in, people got to work, and it's a 1 o'clock start. My daughter and
on
I
a weekday.
Wednesday, and a quick turnaround.
On a weekday.
Absolutely. And my daughter and I went – she's fallen in love with baseball, which I, you know, brought her into, which I just love. We have so much fun.
Good parenting,
that's,
Dennis.
That's fantastic.
Good
Dennis.
Parenting.
Thank you. We went last Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, and that place was pretty much packed.
Fantastic.
And even yesterday when, I don't know, what was the attendance yesterday? Like 25,000, maybe, something like that?
I never saw a figure on it.
Yeah. Everybody there was full-throated, and it was tense. And the fact that it wasn't sold out, okay, fine, people can maybe gripe about it. Everybody there, I said to my daughter, I go, what's it like being with 25,000 of your best friends? It is such a great place. It's family-friendly, and it's just a joy to go, and we are so geeked up to going in today.
Enjoy, Dennis, and enjoy, Dennis. I hope you're watching Seattle coming up soon. Hope that's happening.
Everyone there was locked in, man. They were locked in. There was nobody who was there who were like, I'm going to get trashed and just kind of enjoy the sunshine.
Just there to watch baseball. Exactly. Hey, Tom. Tom's in Mentor.
Not that there's anything wrong with getting in trash and enjoying the sunshine.
Careful.
Trust me. Again, hey, I've done it.
Hey, guys. I'm with Den there. Manigan, it's you can't come on a Monday and say, by the way, your games are tomorrow and Tuesday at 1 o'clock. I expect a bunch of people calling off work last minute, you know, to do that. So, like the division series, you kind of have an idea ahead of time what time the games are going to be, and pretty much you got like a week's notice. And then that way you could go to your employer and say, hey, listen, I'm thinking about taking next whatever day off for vacation day or whatever. So the last minute thing, especially at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I was not shocked at all it wasn't sold out. I mean, we didn't even know till really Monday what time the games are going to be played. So I think the division series is going to be much different. The times are going to be pretty much established right away, and you'll see sellouts, you know, for the Guardians, because they're going to win today, my friend.
I like that idea, Tom.
26-669 according to the box score.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, 26-669 yesterday. And again, they were locked in and they were loud.
Kevin's in Concord. Hi, Kevin. Oh, Kevin's not in Concord anymore. Alex is in downtown Cleveland. What's up, Alex?
What's up, dude?
Hey, just calling in about the the fan attendance.
Yeah.
I mean, if they really want to take a real look at it, I mean, how about we look at last year's divisional series when the first game was on a Saturday? I mean, that place was packed.
Absolutely. You
know? Like, I really don't understand why the media is making such a big deal out of this, 1 p.m. I mean, 26K, I mean, that's a lot for Wednesday at 1 p.m.?
Yeah.
Like, come on, people need to get real.
I couldn't agree with you more, Alex.
It's very easy to sit back and criticize and do all of those different things when you're not the one who's in the middle of it. I will not hide the fact that I've spent a lot of time in Miller Park. It's a really good baseball crowd in Milwaukee. I know that's where your buddy was talking about.
Yep.
It would have been probably similar. I think that's how it would have gone. It would have been really tough for everybody in Milwaukee to get the time off to go to those games.
Oh, it'd be tough for...
It's tough for everybody to get the time off.
If you were in Chicago, okay, if you're the Cubs, play a lot of day games, and you're in a city with a population like that.
Exactly.
Then it's a different.
I mean, Chicago's story. Got what, 3 million people living in it?
Yeah.
Something like that. I thought I said 3.1 mil.
Again, I don't think we're making excuses. I also don't think it's anything you need to make an excuse for.
No.
It's just the reality. You know, people have jobs.
Yeah. Sadly, we all have to work for
kids
somebody.
Kids are in school. I don't know. Anthony's in Cleveland Heights. What's up, Anthony?
What's happening, Anthony?
Bye, Ty.
There it is.
Hold on, let me find it.
Hey, I just wanted to reiterate everything you're just saying now. You know, I'm a diehard Guardians fan, 25 games or so a year. I wanted to go to game one or two. I couldn't. 1 o'clock, you know, I cannot miss a whole day of work for a game like that. Today's game, the minute they announced it at 3, I went on to one of the apps and bought a ticket because that makes it much more doable. So I'm just chiming in with exactly what you guys are saying. The 1 o'clock start, they did not do us or the Tigers any favor. I don't know why they couldn't just flip the two times like us in the Cubs Padres. Couldn't they do one team gets a 1 o'clock, the next day the other team gets the 1 o'clock?
I wonder if what plays into it as well, Anthony, is the fact that then in San Diego it would have been a an 11 a.m. start, 10 a.m. start. Would have been a 10 a.m. start.
Would have been a 10 a.m. start.
Or would our players have even wanted that? Maybe they would just prefer 1 o'clock both days, you know, for planning purposes, so to speak.
That could very well be. The tough turnaround on that, Anthony, thank you, might have been the team that played later, and then they had to turn around and play earlier the next day. So now they do that during the regular season. So it's not that big of a deal. Just I don't want to hear you complaining about the number of people in the seats.
And we're not, again, this isn't like the entire city of Milwaukee. I think this was Jeff's buddy who was talking about that. So please do not blame the entire city or anything like that.
No one's
taking shots or anything.
Are you hearing something on social media?
Yeah, social media mentions Powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And a couple people are saying, well, you know, I'll be watching for Milwaukee empty seats. It's like, no, that's not it. It was Jeff's buddy using that as an example. It is not the city of Milwaukee. They are still lovely people. They still have nothing against Cleveland. In fact, they root for Cleveland not a lot of times because they remind them of Milwaukee in the same way Cleveland roots for Milwaukee because they remind them of Cleveland.
And my buddy's a sports snob.
Right.
Mikey is in North Royalton, home of the Bears.
What's happening, Mikey?
Mikey, you got about 30 seconds, bud.
Jeff, you need new buddies.
I do, don't I?
We're only 2 hours from Detroit. Where are those fans?
They were in school and they were working.
Mikey, there were a decent amount of them there. It got a little uncomfortable. I didn't like it. There were a good amount of Detroit fans sitting where we were sitting. It was like, oh boy.
I do need better buddies.
This isn't good.
I got to tell you.
Oh.
Got all these guys all around the country. They keep giving me Cleveland grief. I need to just stay local.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.